While I was in Philly, a cold wind of anticipation blew me down to Drury Street. The oldest pub in Center City is McGillen's, and it's a mecca for sports fans. Now, Philadelphia fans have a reputation. Last fall, my colleague Andrea Seabrook spoke with one just before the World Series.
No matter what happens, in the back of your mind is the feeling that things are going to go wrong, that they can't go right, that the team somehow will always let you down.
But the Phillies won the World Series, and Philadelphia went crazy. The city of brotherly love was like Times Square at New Year's, except better, because people were surprised at midnight. Now the Philadelphia Eagles are one game away from the Super Bowl. If they beat the Arizona Cardinals tomorrow, they advance to the title game and a chance to bring home the city's first ever Lombardi Trophy. But Eagles fans are still Eagles fans. Chuck Stanley and Eric Gregg produce a weekly podcast called Eagles Fancast. They met me at the bar in McGillen's, and both these guys actually think the Eagles will win on Sunday.
Yeah, this is Eric. There is, right now, there's no doubt in my mind that they win this game. Really isn't.
All right, that is uncharacteristically optimistic for Eagles fans.
Yes and no. Eagles fans are diehard, absolutely. But one of the traits about Eagles fans is when the coaches or players don't perform to where we think they should, we let them know.
With the Eagles, it's not that the fans believe the team will fail. What they believe in is negative reinforcement. Eric teaches this important skill to his kids.
Our seats are in the visitor section, so I will say, okay, no. In a couple minutes, the other team is going to come out. The first thing you have to do is boo at the top of your lungs. And this was when they were six. I started teaching them then. You boo the visiting team. And I also tell them, and they would ask, well, you know, is that the only team you boo? I'm like, well, the Eagles are playing crappy. We're going to boo them too. So there's no sparing them. I mean, it is what it is. If we expect them to play hard and to perform well, and if they're not performing well and they're not trying hard, they're going to get booed.
And in Philadelphia, the hometown fans even boo each other.
At halftime of the Eagles games at home, they have a local sporting goods store. We'll trot out three people from the stadium who's attending the game to try and kick like a 20-yard field goal. If they miss, I boo. The whole stadium boos. These are people who are just plucked out of the stands. They probably had 10 beers in them, if not more. You know, they got construction boots on, and they got a jersey on, and they're out there trying to kick a field goal. If they miss, we boo the crap out of them.
But let's be clear. The responsibility to boo the Eagles rests exclusively with Eagles fans. Visiting fans engage in that kind of behavior at their own risk.
The first thing we do when we sit down is we will do a full 360 in our seat, and we will look for the other people, the fans of the other people, so we know where to direct the venom. So.
And is it just venom, or are you also, you know, pouring beer on them?
No. I would never throw my beer on anyone. It's too valuable.
Right. It's like an
$8
beer. Yeah.
And then there's Andy Reid. He's the Eagles' head coach, a position no one would have envied a few months ago.
Well, a couple episodes ago in our podcast, we were, I think, all unanimous in calling for his head. We were completely fed up with how the offense was being run, and there was certainly a growing sentiment that he needed to go, that he had run his course. It'd been 10 years. Obviously, they went on this run, and now he could probably run for mayor.
Eric goes on to point out that Philly fans don't really connect with Reid. He doesn't wear his heart on his sleeve like beloved past Eagles coach Dick Vermeil. But there is one thing about football season in Philly that will outlast any coach.
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles,
the Eagles
fight.
Play the Cardinals in Arizona tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow morning on Weekend Edition, you can hear from Cardinals fans. Sunday's second game pits the Baltimore Ravens against the Pittsburgh Steelers, which could set up an all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!